because it seems like just about everybody's getting their own cloud buying vehicle.
Well, that's exactly right, Francis. I mean, you've got well-established government IDIQ contracts, government-wide acquisition contracts like Alliant, and even things like the good old GSA schedule from which you can all get cloud solutions right now. But there's a push underway for agencies to set up their own discrete cloud buying contracts. And I'm just not altogether sure that a discrete cloud buying contract is where we need to be spending our time and resources right now, whether you're in government or in the private sector.
Well, this is not an argument that's limited to cloud computing, is it? This is something that people that are watching what's going on, especially the vendors, are saying, why don't we just build a couple of really big ones and run a lot of business through them?
Well, yeah, you're right.
Or use the ones that are already out there that are big.
Right, and you're dead on, Francis. I mean, the cloud computing issue is the one that's the instant case, but you could plug in data center consolidation or any one of a half a dozen other priorities in federal IT right now where people are saying, hey, let's maybe get our own discrete contract vehicle just for these services or solutions. And it really just it costs money if you're a contractor to go after these things and maintain them. Sometimes the larger vehicles can cost a company $1 million or more just to go through the bid and proposal stage. And the cost for the government is not insignificant either. I mean, it's somewhat harder to quantify, but, you know, let's not kid ourselves. If you're maintaining, you know, hundreds of duplicative contract vehicles, you've got way more IT contracting overhead than you need.
I had a vendor in here a couple of weeks ago on Industry Chatter, which I do every Thursday in the 3 o'clock hour, and we were talking about that off the air, and I'm not going to name him, but I said, you don't pass that overhead on to the government customer, do you? And he said, no, of course, we would never do that. It's, you know, it just, I don't understand why that doesn't become obvious after a while. You mentioned in this piece that you're writing on FCW, federalcomputerweek.com. We have it linked up on the in-depth page. You're writing about that very thing, about you have, we already have Alliant. We have the IT-70 schedule, DHS Eagle. I imagine you can probably buy cloud through any number of GSA contracts and NASA Soup and on and on and on. There's a lot of choices already.
There are, and they all move very well. I mean, one of the things I talk about, and it's true, is federal agencies are making a big deal about their ability to move services to the cloud right now. They're making a big deal about how we are able to do this in a very agile environment. Well, you're able to do that in an agile environment by using existing contract vehicles. What extra agility do you get by having a separate set of contracts just for cloud? And if you start today, Francis, to put a discrete cloud contract into place that's going to be any size at all, you're really looking at 3 or 4 years before you can possibly actually have the thing ready to place orders against after the bid, proposals, evaluations, and let's not forget the protests.
Mm-hmm. Well, you point out something, too, regarding that kind of a timeline that I think is pretty important. People who have been in the federal IT community remember when reverse auctions were going to revolutionize federal IT buying. Before that, it was seat management. So there's nothing to say that while we recognize today that cloud computing is a good way for agencies to save money and utilize their resources better, by the time we get around to actually standing up with these contracts and putting business through them, may not be the big deal anymore.
That's right. And Seat Example is a classic example of that, Francis. You know, there was a big deal made by GSA and by NASA at the time, both to set up huge multi-million-dollar seat management contracts. All the major contract holders flocked to bid on these. It cost them a lot of money to bid them. And in the end, do you know what contract vehicle by far saw the most seat management service activity?
No, but I know you do.
It's the GSA IT schedule, the good old Schedule 70, and all of those other vehicles ended up seeing very little, if any, business, and they went into the contracting graveyard well before their forecast expiration date.
Just because nobody was using them?
That's right. They were too rigid, and it had taken too long for them to put together, and The schedules at that time offered a more agile, there's another word, customizable way to get what you wanted. And that's true of today's contracts, whether it's the schedules or Alliant or Eagle or, you know, any one of a number of a half a dozen good-sized IDIQs that have robust service offerings on them.
Now, you do write something in here that's different than the experience that I have talking to vendors. You write, government's not alone in the presumption that new solutions require new contracts. Everyone at the AFCEA breakfast, and you allude to that earlier in the piece, more or less genuflected at the altar of new contract creations. When Scott Renda of OMB spoke, there's an automatic assumption that, yes, of course we need a new vehicle if OMB says we do. I vendors all the time tell me they'd love to have the number narrowed because of that overhead issue that we were talking about earlier. So they that surprises that, me a little bit,
well,
that that response. That,
they do say that, Francis. They say that in conversations they have with people like you and me. But when they get in front of that government customer, if they think that government customer wants their own vehicle, well, they will certainly sing that tune if they think that's what they need to do. So it depends on what the audience is at the given time. And I just thought it was very interesting. Here we had about 80 people from industry, and nobody put up a hand and said, you know, does the emperor have any clothes on in this case? And if I'm a senior executive at one of the major government contracting organizations, I want my contract or business manager to ask questions about why as a company I need to spend scarce bidden proposal dollars on going after yet another discrete IT contract vehicle. Look, this is a tight IT market that we're all doing business in. People are looking for ways to cut costs and reduce overhead. You don't do that by just saying, oh, here's a problem, let's develop a discrete contract solution for it.